Very exciting day. Last mission of Maseches Yoma, Perek Chet Mishnah Tes, continues in how you would expect to continue for Maseches Yoma, and that is we talk about Tshuva one more time and say a few teachings that many of us are probably familiar with, and this is where it all is from. So says the Mishnah Tes in Perek Chet HaOmer Echatev Ashuv Echatev Ashuv. Let's say someone says, "I'm going to go sin, but don't worry, I'm going to go do Tshuva, so everything will be okay." And he sins, and then he says again, "Don't worry, I'm going to sin, and then I'm going to do Tshuva again." So what do we do with a person like this? Ain't must speak and be adol asos Tshuva. This guy has no opportunity to repent. If he says going into a sin that he's going to repent, then we don't let him do Tshuva anymore. Echatev Yom Kippur Mechaper. Let's say a guy says, "I'm going to sin, but don't worry. Maybe my Tshuva won't do it for me, but for sure Yom Kippur will atone for me." Ain't Yom Kippur Mechaper. No matter what, even though we see that the day of Yom Kippur itself does have the ability to atone, if this guy sins with the intention that Yom Kippur will atone for him, Yom Kippur does not atone for him. Avera Shabin Adam Lamakum, the famous teaching, if we have a sin between a person and God, right, Bin Adam Lamakum, Yom Kippur Mechaper, then Yom Kippur will atone for this person. Avera Shabin Adam Lachavira, but when you have a sin between a man and his fellow, Ain Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiratza Es Chavero. Yom Kippur will not atone for you, so you do still need the atonement from Yom Kippur, because God still does need to forgive you, because you can't go wrong your fellow person. But if you do wrong your fellow person, you have to, Yom Kippur will not atone for you unless your friend actually forgives you first. It is noteworthy that the language of the Mishnah is not that he forgives you, it's Sheyiratza, which means like you appease your friend. So it seems like, you know, maybe he doesn't have to, he has to forgive you, but maybe it's not as strong as like a full forgiveness, but we could be medayik in that language maybe another time. And then finally, Eszo Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah derived this idea from the following pasuk: Mikol chatosichem lefnei Hashem titaru. The pasuk says, "From all your sins before Hashem shall you be cleansed." What does that mean? Avera shabein adam lemakom yom akibur mechaper. That when it comes to the sins before God, right between you and God, God will atone for you. But avera shabein adam lechaver leino yom akibur mechaper. But when it comes to sins between you and your fellow man, then God will not atone, because it's only the sins that are strictly before Hashem, and you only receive atonement on Yom Kippur ad shiyirat. But for the sins that are between you and your fellow man, you will only receive atonement if you ask for tshuva, if you repent to your person who you sinned against. And finally, the Maseches of Yoma ends with the famous teaching of Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ashrichem Yisrael, fortunate are the Jewish people. Lefnei miatem etarim, before who do you get to purify yourselves? Umi matayir eschem, and who is the one who purifies you, who cleanses you? Avichem shebashamayim, it is your Father in heaven that gets to do this." And Rabbi Akiva uses two psukim to make this punch. And Amar, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, "Vezarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem," that I, meaning God, will sprinkle water upon you, and you will be cleansed. And then Viomer, it says also a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, "Mikveh Israel," that God is described as a mikvah, that he's like the hope of Israel, but also the word obviously is mikvah. So says Rabbi Kiva, "Ma mikvah metayra satanim," just like mikvah, right? Literally, the water mikvah will cleanse, will purify those who are impure. Afakadosh Baruch Hu metayra Israel. So too will God purify the Jewish people. And that's how the Masechta of Yoma ends. Hajar Alach Maseches Yoma, Slik Alach Maseches Yoma. God willing, I will continue with Sukkah when I get back, but for now, we shall feel proud of ourselves. We finished another Masechta together.